During World War II, a team of British codebreakers successfully unraveled Nazi ciphers, the Enigma code that was thought to be unbreakable. Their success is said to have shortened the war by at least 2 years. Now, two of those codebreakers from Bletchley Park have been asked to crack another code. Now, this one is not the stuff of warfare or great national import, but it's a mystery that's puzzled many over the last 250-some-odd years. It's an inscription on an 18th-century monument at an estate in Staffordshire called Shugborough House. Those two veteran codebreakers are a husband and wife team. Their names are Oliver and Sheila Lawn, and they join us now by phone from Sheffield in central England. Thanks for being with us.
It's a pleasure to be with you.
We're very glad to do so.
Tell us, if you could please, what the monument looks like and what this inscription says.
It's a sculpture, a scene of three shepherds and a shepherdess before what looks like a tomb, quite high, with pillars at the side. And this is based on a picture by the French painter Nicolas Poussin of the 17th century. Now, in the monument, there are words sculptured on the stone which go, et in Arcadia ego, Latin.
And that's not the mystery. That is translatable to, and I am in Arcadia too.
Yes.
That's right.
Yes.
Okay, but then there are these letters that are inscribed, and what do the letters say, and what do you think they could mean?
The letters are O-U-O-S-V-A-V-V. And underneath there are the two letters, D and M. Now, we think that this probably represents Latin or possibly Greek rather than mathematics.
Uh-huh.
Because the codes we were working with in the wartime were mathematical codes in the main, and we think these are more likely to be linguistic, because that was the fashion in the 18th century, to hide mysteries of your family, of your secrets, in this sort of strange, coded way.
So, Sheila Lawn, I guess that would bring a whole different set of code-breaking talents into play, if that's the case.
It would indeed. It would be helpful to have people who were versed in Greek or Latin. It doesn't mean that they could penetrate the code.
Now, this particular monument with this inscription there in Staffordshire has been the source of a lot of speculation over the last couple of centuries. Some people saying, gosh, maybe this is even the secret to the Holy Grail, although I wonder whether that's a bit overblown. What do you think?
It's a very interesting and a very meaningful legend which has been going for many, many centuries.
They haven't discovered the Holy Grail, wherever it may be.
You know, I guess the risk here is that if you were to figure out what this code means, what if it turns out to be something completely pedestrian? It would be quite a letdown, I'd think.
It would be.
But it has certainly stimulated a great deal of interest over many, many years. And, of course, the whole setting of it in these beautiful grounds with this stately English home and this mystery of 200 and more years is in itself exciting.
Well, thanks to you both, and best of luck as you try to figure this out.
Thank you very much indeed. It's been
very nice to have the interest shown and to talk to you.
That's Oliver and Sheila Lawn talking with us from Sheffield, England, about their attempts to crack the code inscribed on a monument at Shugborough House.